computer game, one of those CD-ROMs, created by Paulo Coelho, a Brazilian writer she had happened to meet at a lecture in the cafe at the Grand Union Hotel. They had exchanged a few words, and she had ended up being invited by his publisher to join them for supper. There were a lot of people there, though, and they hadn't had a chance to talk in depth about anything. The fact that she had met the author led her to think that he was part of her world, and that reading an article about his work could help pass the time. While she was waiting for death, Veronica started reading about computer science, a subject in which she was not the least bit interested, but then that was in keeping with what she had done all her life, always looking for the easy option, for whatever was nearest at hand. Like that magazine, for example. To her surprise, though, the first line of text shook her out of her natural passivity. The tranquilizers had not yet dissolved in her stomach, but Veronica was by nature passive. And, for the first time in her life, it made her ponder the truth of a saying that was very fashionable among her friends. Nothing in this world happens by chance. Why that first line, at precisely the moment when she had begun to die? What was the hidden message she saw before her, assuming there are such things as hidden messages rather than mere coincidences? Underneath an illustration of the computer game, the journalist began his article by asking, "Where is Slovenia?" Honestly, she thought, no one ever knows where Slovenia is. But Slovenia existed nonetheless, and it was outside, inside, in the mountains around her, and in the square she was looking out at. Slovenia was her country. She put the magazine to one side. There was no point now in getting indignant with a world that knew absolutely nothing about the Slovenes. Her nation's honor no longer concerned her. It was time to feel proud of herself, to recognize that she had been able to do this, that she had finally had the courage and was leaving this life. What joy! Also, she was doing it as she had always dreamed she would, by taking sleeping pills, which leave no mark. Veronica had been trying to get hold of the pills for nearly 6 months. Thinking that she would never manage it, she had even considered slashing her wrists. It didn't matter that the room would end up awash in blood, and the nuns would be left feeling confused and troubled, for suicide demands that people think of themselves first and of others later. She was prepared to do all she could so that her death would cause as little upset as possible. But if slashing her wrists was the only way, then she had no option. And the nuns could clean up the room and quickly forget the whole story. Otherwise, they would find it hard to rent out the room again. We may live at the end of the 20th century, but people still believe in ghosts. Obviously, she could have thrown herself off one of the few tall buildings in Ljubljana, but what about the further suffering a fall from such a height would cause her parents? Apart from the shock of learning that their daughter had died, they would also have to identify a disfigured corpse. No, that was a worse solution than bleeding to death, because it would leave indelible marks on two people who only wanted the best for her. They would get used to their daughter's death, eventually. But it must be impossible to forget a shattered skull. Shooting, jumping off a high building, hanging, none of these options suited her feminine nature. Women, when they kill themselves, choose far more romantic methods, like slashing their wrists or taking an overdose of sleeping pills. Abandoned princesses and Hollywood actresses have provided numerous examples of this. Veronica knew that life was always a matter of waiting for the right moment to act. And so it proved to be the case. In response to her complaints that she could no longer sleep at night, two friends of hers managed to get hold of 2 packs each of a powerful drug used by musicians at a local nightclub. Veronica left the 4 packs on her bedside table for a week, courting approaching death and saying goodbye, entirely unsentimentally, to what people called life. Now she was there, glad she had gone all the way, and bored because she didn't know what to do with the little time that was left to her. She thought again about the absurd question she had just read. How could an article about computers begin with such an idiotic opening line? Where is Slovenia? Having nothing more interesting to do, she decided to read the whole article, and she learned that the said computer game had been made in Slovenia, that strange country that no one seemed quite able to place, except the people who lived there, because it was a cheap source of labor. A few months before, when the product was launched, the French manufacturer had given a party for journalists